Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be in the world right now. Let me start today's presentation with a really simple question. How many of you would like more leads in your business? Now, if you've got your hand up right now, keep it up for a moment. If you've ever thought, if I just had more exposure, more visibility, more attention, then everything would click. Because that's what most business owners believe, that more leads equals more growth, more marketing equals more revenue, and more noise equals more opportunity. But here's the uncomfortable part. That's usually wrong. Most businesses don't have a lead problem. They've got a systems problem. And until that becomes clear, growth feels unpredictable. Some months are strong, some months are stressful, and some months feels like momentum, and yet others feel like survival. It's not because you're bad at marketing, it's because attention without infrastructure creates chaos. Now, let me explain what I mean. We live in a time where attention is both easier and harder to get than ever before. You can post on LinkedIn within 30 seconds. You can get ads up and running within 10. You can launch a webinar this week and you can speak on stages like this one. The barrier to attention has dropped, but the barrier to conversion hasn't. And here's the dangerous illusion. You can look busy, you can look visible, and you can look successful, whilst revenue is quietly inconsistent underneath. High-performing marketing engines don't look loud. They look structured. They look deliberate. They look calm. And that's the part that nobody talks about, because marketing feels exciting. Campaigns are exciting. Launches are exciting. Visibility is exciting. And yet systems feel boring. Follow-up architecture doesn't trend on LinkedIn. Automation doesn't go viral, and CRM workflows don't get applause. But systems are largely what give you the freedom to live the life you want. Let me say that again. Systems are what give you freedom. If your growth depends on your energy, your memory, your motivation, or your mood, you don't have an engine. You have effort. And effort does not scale predictably. Engines do. So today, I want to show you the hidden systems behind some of the high-performing marketing engines that you may be aware of. Not the visible stuff, not the content calendars, the ad tactics, or the hacks that we see in our social media feed. The invisible architecture underneath. Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. You'll start looking at businesses differently. You'll start looking at your own marketing differently. And you'll realize the difference between unpredictable growth and predictable scale isn't talent or charisma. It isn't even audience size. It's structure. And here's why this matters. The most talented entrepreneurs struggle the most with this, because talent often creates income. Income creates busyness, and busyness delays infrastructure. And infrastructure only gets built when things break. My goal today is to stop you from waiting until they break, to show you that high-performing engines actually look like underneath the surface, so that you can build one deliberately, not accidentally, but a business that scales predictably, so that you don't chase attention and start building an engine. Now, let me tell you about my son, James. James was 7 years old when he decided to start his first business. That's right, seven. He didn't want pocket money. He wanted to earn enough money for a charity after seeing an ad on TV. Now, at the time, he was obsessed with Loom Band bracelets. You may remember those little rubber band bracelets that every kid suddenly had on their wrists about 12 years ago. He was making them everywhere, on the floor, at the kitchen table, in the car. Now, I didn't know he was starting this business. Just one Saturday, he quietly set about making a bunch and, unbeknownst to me, disappeared from the house. I only noticed when my wife got home from showing open homes and asked where he was. Now, I remember being in my office at the time and could hear the TV in the lounge. I assumed he was watching it. Turned out he wasn't. Now, as you can imagine, this was an epic parenting fail moment for me. Panic set in. We searched the house and garden to no avail. We called everyone we knew and drove around the neighborhood trying to spot him playing in the street. No luck. Seems that I had lost our son, our only son. And just as we were picking up the phone to call the police, he comes skipping through the front gate with pockets full of cash and a giant smile on his face. Turns out he'd been going door to door in our neighborhood, selling those Loom Band bracelets for $2 each. Knock. Hi, I'm James. I'm selling Loom Band bracelets to raise money for charity. They're $2. Now picture that. 7 years old, slightly nervous, trying to stand tall, holding a handful of brightly colored rubber bands he'd made himself. Now that's courage. That's the type of courage that many of us as adults can't even muster. And that's entrepreneurial instinct before it's trained out of you. On questioning, he replied, "Dad, I knocked on every door in our street," which for us was about 50 houses. Now, if you've ever built a business, you know what that feels like. 50 posts, 50 messages, 50 sales conversations, 50 moments when someone could have said yes or no. He said 14. Now, 14 out of 50, that's not a bad conversion rate for an untrained 7-year-old salesperson. I suspect a lot of cute factor was going involved with that. And I said, "What happened to the other 36, James?" And he replied, "Well, a few people weren't home, but most said maybe later." Now, here's the part that stuck with me. He wasn't discouraged or embarrassed. He was hopeful because in his mind, maybe later meant possibility. So I asked him, "What are you going to do about those 36, James?" And sure enough, he looked at me blankly. There was no plan, no list, no follow-up, no reminder, and no second visit scheduled. In his mind, the answer was simple. If he wanted to sell more bracelets, he needed to knock on more doors. More effort equaling more income. And when you're seven, that logic kind of makes sense because you don't really know about systems. You don't know about leverage. You don't know that most revenue hides inside those words, maybe later. Because here's what hit me that day. Most adults run their business exactly the same way. We post more, we network more, we chase more visibility, we launch more campaigns, and if you're feeling brave, we knock on more doors. But we don't have a system for maybe later. Someone says, "This looks interesting," and we mean to follow up. Someone says, "Call me next quarter," and we hope that we remember. Someone downloads something, and we assume that they'll reach out when they're ready. And just like that, most opportunities quietly disappear. No drama or explosion, just lost momentum. James didn't fail in his business because he lacked courage, and he didn't fail because he lacked belief. But he failed because he lacked structure. And when you're seven, that's probably okay. But when you're 40 with a mortgage and school fees, and you're trying to scale your business, it becomes really expensive. Like going on lots of first dates and never a second one. Because money isn't in the new doors. Money is in the maybe laters. It's in the hidden system behind high-performing marketing engines, isn't louder marketing. It's what happens after someone shows interest. It's the architecture that turns hope into follow-up. And that's where most businesses stall. So for me, the question becomes, what separates a seven-year-old strategy from a scalable business if it's not effort, not hustle, and not even direction? For me, it's the layers. And when you look closely at the Marie Forleos, the Tony Robbins, and the Gary Vaynerchuks of the world, you start to notice something, that high-performing marketing engines don't run on inspiration. They run on architecture. They operate on five layers, not one, five. And right now, I want you to do something practical. Grab your phone or your notebook and a pen and write down these five words: attention, capture, nurture, conversion, and multiplication. Let's do those again. Attention, capture, nurture, conversion, and multiplication. Those five layers are the architecture behind every form of high-performing marketing engine, not hacks, tricks, and viral moments. Architecture. The reason most businesses struggle isn't because they lack talent, it's because they often overinvest in the first layer and neglect the other four. In the next few minutes, my hope is that you'll please see where your engine is strongest and where it's leaking. So let's break this down. Layer one, the obvious one, is attention. This is your visibility. It's your social media content, your SEO and speaking on stages, your ads, your referrals, your cold calls and door knocking, just like James. It's your podcasts and partnerships. This layer answers one simple question. Are enough people discovering you consistently? Not occasionally, consistently. Because some businesses genuinely have an attention problem. They're excellent at what they do, but not enough people know they exist. There's no steady inbound, no predictable referral flow, no consistent new conversations. If you stop posting for 30 days, if you stop networking, if you stopped outbound, would everything go quiet? Or would opportunities still appear? If it goes quiet, attention may be your weakest layer. And if it's true, don't fix nurture, don't fix visibility. Get consistent. Because here's where I think many businesses also get misled. When revenue dips, the automatic response from most marketing agencies is post more, spend more on ads, generate more traffic. And attention gets treated as the universal solution, the panacea for everything. But attention itself doesn't fix a broken engine. It only amplifies what's already there. If we look at someone like Gary Vaynerchuk, yep, absolutely enormous visibility, but it's not random bursts. It's consistent, it's daily, it's intentional. And whilst it might seem like hustle, it's very intentional and structured. Gary shows up a lot, but most of it's because he has a system that keeps putting out content that gets engagement. So here's your diagnostic. If you paused visibility for 30 days, would your pipeline collapse? If the answer is yes, attention's probably your leak. If no, then attention probably isn't your issue. It's what happens after attention. Layer one matters, but on its own, it's incomplete. Layer two answers one question, right? Do you actually catch them? Not mentally, systematically. When someone downloads something, sends a message, comments, says, let's talk next quarter, where does that go? Because whilst interest that isn't captured, I should say, disappears. Now, Marketing Sherpa found that 79% of marketing leads never convert due to lack of follow-up. Not because offers or, from bad offers or bad businesses, but poor systems. Now consider this. A Harvard Business Review study from a few years ago reported that companies who responded to inbound leads within just 5 minutes are 21 more times more likely to qualify those leads, right, than those who wait for 30 minutes or longer. Now, if you think about that, 21 times, that's crazy. Speed matters, but speed only happens when attention is captured and structured. If responding depends on whether you saw the email, or whether you remember later, you don't have capture, you've got chaos. And this is where having the right CRM becomes absolutely critical, not as admin, but as an automated infrastructure that gives you leverage. A CRM is a simple system that remembers what you don't. It tracks, it timestamps, it organizes, it automates, and it works quietly behind the scenes to deepen relationships. It ensures that maybe later doesn't become never. If we think about scaled personal brands like Tony Robbins and Alex Hormozi, people don't disappear after their first contact. They're captured into systems. So here's your diagnostic. If someone shows interest today, is there a defined mechanism that captures and organizes them immediately? One that doesn't rely on you? Because if it does, then capture is probably your leak. Layer three answers a different question. Once someone is captured, what happens over time? Because here's the reality. Around 95% of people who interact with your business are not ready to buy immediately. They've got other priorities. 95%. That means when someone says maybe later, that's actually normal. They're not rejecting you. They're just not aligned on timing. Now, here's the important part. 80% of sales happens after the fifth contact. And yet most businesses and salespeople stop after one or two. Not because they don't care, but because they have no structured nurture. Nurture is not chasing. It's not awkward follow-up. It's consistent, value-driven presence over time, such as education, stories, insight, reminders, invitations. People don't buy Marie Forleo's Business by Design the first time they hear about it. They're nurtured. Value builds trust. Trust builds familiarity, and familiarity builds timing alignment. For Tony Robbins, events don't fill because of a single email. They fill because of layered nurture over months. And high-performing engines respect timing. They don't pressure it. So here's something for you to think about. If someone isn't ready today, do they enter a structured nurture sequence? Or do they disappear randomly until you think of them or they think of you? If they disappear, nurture is your link. And without nurture, attention and capture are wasted, because most of our revenue will live in the not yet. Layer four is about conversion. And this layer answers another simple question. When someone is ready, is there a clear next step? Not vague or implied, clear. A clear offer, a clear pathway, a clear invitation. Because here's what happens in many businesses. Attention exists, capture exists, nurture exists. But when someone decides they're ready, they hit friction. There's confusing options, unclear pricing, no defined escalation, and no structured call to action. We assume we know when our customer wants to buy, and friction kills momentum. High-performing brands design conversion intentionally, like Russell Brunson, who's an absolute master at this. You don't land in Russell's ecosystem and wonder what to do next. There's a free book, then an upsell, then a core offer, and then a higher-level program. It's engineered and not improvised. Conversion's not about persuasion. It's around giving your customer clarity. It's removing uncertainty at the moment of decision. So for you, here's your diagnostic. If someone's ready to work with you right now, is the next step obvious? Can they understand your offer in one sentence? And is it delivered to them at the point they want to buy? Do you have a defined escalation pathway that allows them to buy more? Or does conversion depend on how confident you feel that week as you sit in the middle of your spider's web and hope somebody calls? If it depends on your mood, your conversion is your leak. Because timing, and when timing and clarity align, sales feels natural and easy, right? And when clarity is missing, unfortunately, readiness fades. Layer five is all around multiplication. This layer answers the final question. Does your growth compound or reset? I'll say that again. Does your growth compound or reset? Because here's what happens in a lot of businesses that we work with. They generate attention, they capture, they nurture and convert. And then they start again from zero. Every month feels like the same hamster wheel. New leads, new effort, new hustle, right? That's not an engine. That is that hamster wheel. Multiplication is what turns momentum into compounding growth and builds your legacy. It's structured referrals, it's testimonial campaigns, it's reactivation, it's strategic partnerships. It's ensuring that every client produces more than one transaction. If we look at someone like Jay Agram, he built his entire business around leverage, referrals, endorsements, strategic alliances, one relationship producing many outcomes. Or consider brands that are consistently reactive, reactivate dormant audiences instead of consistently trying to chase new strangers. High-performing engines don't restart. They compound. So here's the diagnostic I want you to do. Do your clients automatically get prompted to refer? Do you systematically collect testimonials? Are you reactivating old leads quarterly by reaching out to them and saying, hey, we spoke about this some time ago. Is it a priority for you now? Or does your growth rely entirely on connecting to new people every single month? If your business resets to zero regularly, multiplication is your link. Most of the scale businesses that we work don't just acquire, they amplify. And when amplification is structured, growth becomes exponential and you start to create legacy. Let's take a moment. Look at the five words that you wrote down. Attention, capture, nurture, conversion, and multiplication. Which one of those made you feel slightly uncomfortable? Which one felt exposed? That layer is likely the difference between your effort and momentum. And here's the growth shift that I want you to take away from today's presentation. Most business owners will try to improve all five at once. They'll tweak everything. They'll change CRM platforms. They'll redesign their website. They'll post more. They'll buy another course or watch another presentation. They'll spend hours on YouTube researching and researching and researching. They'll spread themselves thin. High-performing operators don't do that. Start by strengthening the weakest layer first. Because in often cases, engines don't need more fuel. They actually need fewer leaks. If your attention is strong, but your capture is weak, more visibility won't help. If your capture is strong, but your nurture is weak, more leads won't help. If your nurture is strong, but you don't know who you're converting, more content won't help. If conversion is strong, but multiplication is missing, growth resets every single month and you have to keep starting again. So here's the shift. Stop asking, how do I grow faster? And start asking, where is my system leaking? Because growth isn't a motivation problem, it's a structure problem. Fix the right layer and growth will stabilize. Now, this is where it moves beyond marketing. If your business only works when you're pushing, you don't own an engine, you own a job. And when you step back, it stalls. And that's not legacy. That's not what we're trying to build. Legacy is what continues when you're not in the room, when you're on holidays. Okay? It's the systems that hold, the relationships that compound. It's the growth that doesn't reset every single month. And that's the difference between effort and architecture. The five layers we talked about today are not just a marketing framework, it's an ownership framework. Because when your architecture is strong, your impact scales beyond your presence. And that's what legacy is really about. It's not how hard you worked, it's what continues because you built it well. Now, if you'd like a practical way to understand the automation that underpins that five-layer system, you can access it on the link on my page somewhere, winmoreclients.com.au/gift. It's just a simply a resource to help you identify where your engine is leaking and how to build the automation that will do it for you. But whether you download it or not, build something that works for you because engines outlive effort. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.